Welcome back to QR Calgary and More Than Money. Leanna, retiring is fun. Retiring in a different country, at least owning a home there where you can make it your winter home for us Canadians. Mm-hmm. Sounds pretty interesting, too.
Sounds fantastic.
Okay, my question for you, Leanna, you've got a choice. Anywhere, Europe, Asia, South America, where would you buy your retirement? Your vacation property for your retirement?
I think I'd probably buy my vacation property in Europe somewhere.
Fantastic. Yeah, Europe is very popular.
Mm-hmm.
I would lean more to like your Caribbean, South America style, somewhere close to home still.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think these are areas that we've seen in a trend. There's the editor of Real Estate Trend Alert, and they're telling us that there are a whole bunch of locations where you can buy retirement homes for under $150,000.
Oh, I can't wait to hear about it.
Well, we've got Ronan McMahon. He's the editor of Real Estate Trend Alert. Ronan, welcome to the show.
Lovely to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
First of all, let all of our listeners and viewers know, where are you at this point in time? Because it's a beautiful location right behind you.
I'm in Cork, Ireland. I'm on my summer vacations in my hometown of Cork, Ireland. I live the spring and the fall on the beach just north of Lisbon in Portugal. And winters, I head to Cabo San Lucas. So, you know, I'm living proof that, you know, it's very affordable and achievable to have, you know, a home or multiple homes and bases, to just be in various places at the best time of the year to be there. So, you know, that's my guiding philosophy. That's why I'm in Ireland this time of year, but for sure not in Ireland in January and February.
Well, that sounds incredible. And for all of our listeners, you've kind of put together this list of these top places to retire. But what makes a place a good place to retire, to buy property in and retire to?
So I suppose there's multiple kind of layers to that. You know, from the real estate perspective, there's going to be, what can you get in terms of, you know, your bang for your buck? What does that 150 or 250 or whatever the number buy you? There's, you know, what are your holding costs going to be? What are your property taxes, your insurances? And then there's the cost of living, you know, how rich and accessible, you know, is wonderful food, wonderful experiences. And the thing is, you know, when you go to other parts of the world, you know, they just absolutely, you know, that the value you can get is quite astonishing. You know, just to maybe start at the least sexy part of it, you know, some of the properties I list in my report, you know, you're talking about annual holding costs, you know, include all your taxes, all your insurances, everything, you know, even HOAs, if there is HOA, all of that can be, you know, under $500 to $700 per year. I mean, literally nothing compared to what you guys pay in Canada. And then, you know, there's the perception that when, you know, people from faraway fields think of a second home in somewhere like France or Italy, you know, they're thinking big ticket prices. They're thinking kind of George Clooney real estate and George Clooney set. Now, of course, that all exists, and you know, you can find yourself a $75 million apartment in Venice, or a $100 million chateau in France, or in the Loire Valley. But if you're willing to go a bit off the beaten track, you can just find wonderful homes, you know, with gardens, with fruit trees, with a water supply, close to a village, close to a bakery, you know, at those sticker prices of $150,000 or less. So,
Rona, we're going to kick it off with the top three of your hits on this list. There's eight on this report. Anybody wants to get the report, we can connect them with it so they can look at the entire report. But let's go on a countdown. Number three, top location for
Number three for sure would be Umbria in Italy. You know, just this is a place you have you have relatively easy accessibility to Rome. You've beautiful rolling countryside, you've proximity to beach, you've amazing food, and you just have just these beautiful hill towns, and you just have incredible, you know, just incredible bang for your buck.
How about number two?
Number two would be, that would be somewhere in southwest France, probably Languedoc. There I'd look for a south-facing village valley property. This is a part of the world where these microclimates are really, really important, because you're a bit further north than my other places, so you want to be getting that blast of spring sunshine. Again, you know, you've proximity to major cities like Montpellier, which is like a second Paris, which is absolutely fabulous city. Proximity to beach, skiing. I'm a golfer. There's plenty of great golf and incredible real estate values, like really, really pretty stone cottages that you can buy there in need of a bit of attention, but within that kind of price bracket.
And number one?
Number one would be, I'm a Portugal guy at heart. That's where I've chosen to make my home. Admittedly, I've made my home in a beach community, true beachfront, where, you know, where you won't get a foothold for $150,000. But if you move about 45 minutes inland from me into the Coimbra area, you can buy just either a fabulous farmhouse on an acre or two with fruit trees, proximity to Coimbra, which they call the Oxford of Portugal. It's an ancient university city, UNESCO World Heritage Site. Lisbon is an hour and a half south, Porto 2 hours north. You're in the midst of beautiful countryside, easy access to amazing metropolitan areas, and just an incredible real estate values and an incredibly low cost of living. So that would be my number one at a stretch.
We have about a minute left to go or so. How easy is it for a Canadian to buy a property in your top three areas, Italy, France, and Portugal?
Very, very easy. First of all, Portugal probably easiest. The bureaucracy there is a bit less heavy than, say, the Italian bureaucracy, but really easy, really straightforward. You just need to be patient. Let's say this time of year you wanted to do some business in an Italian town hall, they'd pretty much say to you, come back to me in September. So once you embrace these challenges, you need to get a competent and reliable local attorney. That's the big thing. Follow the rules. Foreigners sometimes come and think, yeah, I'm going to kind of bend the rules a bit here. Don't. It will backfire on you. It won't be appreciated. But get a good lawyer. Take your time. Follow the steps. And it's no more complicated than buying at home.
And that's great advice, great tips from Ronan McMahon. He's the editor of Real Estate Trend Alert. How do they get a hold of more of your alerts and information, Ronan?
Yeah, come visit me on my website, ronanmcmahon.com. My most recent book, you can download the first chapter of that for free. And I also have some other articles up there. So that would be the best starting point.
Thank you for joining us today, Ronan.
Thank you so much for having me.
On Tuesday, September 26th, 7 p.m. at the Hamptons Golf and Country Club, we will be hosting our seminar on how to make sure you can bulletproof your retirement. That's the place you can put all three together and see the solutions. You have to register by going to morethanmoneyradio.com.
All right, coming up after the break, what will financial institutions not tell you about your investments? Join us after the break. You're on QR Calgary and More Than Money.